Hi, this is Pastor Greg. I want to thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation Radio. When God called me to start this program 8 years ago, He led me to address three main topics while discussing current events through a biblical lens. I knew this was not supposed to be a preaching program, as there are a number of those on the radio. My calling was to address the LGBTQ agenda, Islam, and secular humanism. Just some non-controversial stuff. Secular humanism, which simply stated says man is the center and human reason has all the answers, and to leave God out of it. This indoctrination is really at the core of the shift in understanding America's founding, Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. By removing God and biblical values, it's easy to see how gender dysphoria, unnatural sexual desires, and embracing a confused 7th century belief that rejects life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, namely Islam, a militant, geopolitical, totalitarian, and brutal regime, has taken root. I believe God has chosen this generation to ignite the passion to advance the radical message of the gospel and to once again establish America as the salt and light through which the message is advanced. Each segment applies that principle, no matter the topic. But how do we become this secular, democratic, non-theistic, top-down country run by a combination of demagoguery and elitism? I would suggest we examine our history. At America's founding, we had been oppressed by a tyrant king, claimed he actually spoke for God, and claimed a divine right monarchy. In order to set people free from these kind of despot leaders, one must reconnect the people with the one who grants all freedom. And so, preachers in the mid-1700s challenged the Christians in America to decide whom they should serve. Who was their king? Was it a man on a throne across the sea? Or was it the King of Kings, Jesus Christ? You cannot serve two masters. As the founders fermented in this, they began to see the need to create a new kind of country, a nation that valued life and recognized God as the author, who had been set free to liberty in Christ and to pursue abundant life. No, these weren't pieces on a board passed to one and not to another, as John Locke suggested, but rather they were a very part of who being American was, a concept only understood through biblical glasses as a blood-bought son of God and heir to the promise. So why are Christians so docile? You see, we live in a world filled with sin that has taken a stand to call God the enemy. We are children of God, heirs to the promise, yet we stand idly by as our brothers and sisters are slaughtered and our children's innocence is destroyed. Where's the anger and the rage at such atrocities? Jesus said it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea that he should offend one of these little ones. Jesus warned them not to cause harm or offense to the little ones, to the least of these. It would be better than a millstone were cast around his neck and he be drowned in the sea. That's not docile in the face of offense being done to children. This is Jesus speaking, the one that they say only speaks soft, lovely words. Or what about these verses? If God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. Wow. To the leaders of the church, he says, you are sons of the devil. You are deaf and unable to hear or understand the words of God because you do not know him. Yet day after day, Christians sit back silently while little boys are chemically castrated, while children's minds are violated in a comprehensive sex education curriculum, while they are taught that America equals Christianity equals all white people are bad and they should be ashamed. Let's be clear. If you believe in the truth of the Bible, then you believe that all are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God. That God in his grace and mercy, while we were his enemies doing all forms of vile behavior, sent his son, his only begotten son, to die for our sins, to lay down his perfect and sinless life as a human being, having set aside his divine nature to become a man so he could take our place and overcome sin and death on the cross. Jesus the Christ shed his blood, died on the cross, rose the third day, set free the captives, presented himself to the disciples and to several thousand, and then ascended to heaven, at which point the Holy Spirit descended from heaven to lead us into all truth. Ultimately, then, we understand that sin is the issue and the nature of man. The key then is a confession of faith in God through Jesus Christ and asking for forgiveness of sin. I believe that we have been called, and it is the purpose of Chosen Generation Radio to raise up a generation to take back this nation, to reestablish a constitutional republic with Jesus Christ at its core, providing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans, and once again advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, so I can tell you this. Bottom of hour number two, Mark Morgan will be with us. We'll talk about Title 42. What would it mean to repeal Title 42? And what's happening at our border, the invasion that's taking place? Mark Morgan is the former chief of custom and border protections under President Trump. We'll have him bottom of hour number two. I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about what a true conservative really is. What is a true conservative, and where do we get our values from? And we'll be talking about that coming up. Might be bringing you a couple of specials from around the world, as a matter of fact. Let's see. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Pastor Samuel will be with us. Bottom of this hour. So I'm going to put down, let's see, I will call you. Call you at whatever time that is. Nine. All I can think of is my time right now. My time. There we go. All right. So we'll have Pastor Samuel live from India. I'm working also to see, we might get Pastor Vitaly with an update from the Ukraine joining us sometime during the program. But we will see if he is available. So that'll be all dependent on his availability. All right. So there you go. That's what we got going on. But starting things off as we do each and every week, and I'm very pleased to welcome him to the program, the president of Americans for Limited Government, my good friend Rick Manning. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be on. How you doing? You have a good weekend?
Let me think about that for a minute.
Okay, if you have to think about it, it was a weekend that was obscure. So too terrible happened. So it wasn't like a terrible weekend, but not a great weekend.
No,
but you know what? You know what's great?
Yes.
You know what's great?
Tell me.
What's great is you went to sleep on Friday and you're still awake on, and you got back up and you woke up on Monday, and not in between that.
Let me address this for my audience, because I'm sure everybody out there is feeling this. I mean, I did talk to several people over the weekend, and I think everybody's feeling it. There's a weightiness that's happening in our country because of the position of pastor, if you will, and I kept pastor. For those that are maybe tuning in for the first time and are thinking, and may think, you know, why is he got to use a title? It's not about the title. It's about two things. It's about honoring Jesus Christ and making sure that people are thinking about him. And it's about encouraging ministers to get engaged in this battle. And I had probably a half dozen conversations since Friday with people saying, I wish more pastors were engaged. I wish more pastors were involved. Thank you for being involved. And this isn't about me. It's about trying to lead the way. But here's the thing, Rick. When troops are at war, the sniper's job is, yes, he's watching the field of battle. But what the sniper really is there to do is to take out the majors and the colonels and the captains so the troops don't have leadership and direction. That's the sniper's job. And if you can get a shot at the general, ooh, that's bonus. Because of what I do, and I'm not elevating myself, I'm just simply saying I put myself out here, Rick. And because of that, there is a spiritual war that I'm in and a battle that I'm in, and it's pretty constant. And I can tell you, the darkness fears the light, but it is doing everything that it can to extinguish the light. And what they're doing to our, to the least of these, to the children right now, Rick, is the fact that we have adults sitting in classrooms as teachers. I think it was Dinesh D'Souza put out a message about it, or there was someone of that stature put out a message that, that was basically saying, you know, if you think that it's okay to talk to my kid about, you know, gender, okay, that's what I'm talking about gender modification and what have you, and discuss these kinds of perverted sex things with little kids, you don't have any business sitting in a classroom.
Well, I think that's true, but I look at this differently than you do in terms of from a perspective. This has been going on. This is not new. This has been going on. This has been a function of the takeover of the schools. And the fact that people are enraged about it, as they find out, the fact that people are pushing back, the fact that Disney's astonished that people don't think they should having Cinderfella, it tells you that this is normative for certain people in our society, mm-hmm. but for Americans, it's not. Americans reject this garbage. You know, it was one thing when, you know, Bruce Jenner, you know, chooses to run around in a dress. And, you know, you sit there and, okay, well, it's Bruce Jenner, it's his business. But now they know it's their business. Mm-hmm. Now they know it's their business. And that's why, if you want to, you know, the light, when the light comes into darkness, the reason darkness hates the light is because darkness doesn't want people to see what's happening in the darkness.
Yep.
And light hit this darkness, and now teachers are quitting because, I'm not going to be allowed to teach my children, the children in my classroom, the way I want to. Well, you know what? You never should have been teaching those children. And the fact you were is a disgrace to the entire system. But you don't fix stuff if you don't know about it. And people they deliberately didn't know about this.
It was deliberately
hidden from them.
I have been talking about this for 11 years. For 11 years.
And today, you should feel vindicated because all those people who said, Pastor Greg, you know, you're just a little extreme on this. This isn't happening. Yep. All those people are now outraged because it is happening.
Yep.
And it's, and school boards are being changed because of this. We have a people, parents getting involved in the kids' education. We got parents pulling their kids out of public education. We got parents saying, I'm not giving my money to Disney. Parents who would have spent, you know, hundreds of dollars at the Disney store for their kids' princess party are not going to give their money to Disney. This is really,
vacations.
This really matters.
Vacations.
If you're going to go, if you want to go to Orlando, you know, Universal Studios is a nice place. It's a, or if you want to go to Anaheim or California, go to Knott's Berry Farm. Knott's Berry Farm is great. I, as a little kid, I actually kind of went there all the time. But it's a, it was free then though. But you know, the fact that, don't be depressed. Don't be down that the fact that the cesspool was that you've been saying is there. You know, people see it. The fact they're seeing it, it means it could be cleaned up. When nobody would see it, there was no chance to clean it up. So this is, it's not, I understand the pain of knowing that these children, the children are being subjected to this garbage and are being abused. I know, I understand that pain. I fully get it. But be encouraged because it is now something that people are going to have to confront and have to deal with. And as crazy as it's gotten, I don't think that the NAMBLA part of the world has taken over the public consciousness yet. And as a result, it's a bridge too far, and it's going to and it's going to set, it's going to really move the accountability forward and make it so people have to make a choice on what kind of country we want to be, as opposed to allowing it to just slide into an abyss, a cultural, an evil abyss. So don't be upset, and certainly be worried, be prayerful, but gosh, it's the most hopeful thing in the world that people are finding out about this.
Well, no, let me rephrase, or maybe I guess I need to clarify. Let me suggest, I'm not upset. I feel in my spirit, man, the battle that is raging with the darkness, Rick. There's a battle going on in the realm of the spirit. And yes, it's a very good thing that parents are finally waking up, that people are beginning to identify. I went on a show 8 years ago on Newsmax with Ed Byerlein and debated against Dan Barker, the head of Freedom From Religion Foundation. And they brought me on. They were looking for, as a matter of fact, our friend CJ is the one who was producing, and she connected me with the program. But they were looking for a Pastor Patsy who was going to go in there and get all panicked because 74% of Americans on the Pew Report were suggesting that Christianity was losing its impact in the culture. And my response to that was, are you kidding me? That's great news. That means that America still understands the difference between light and darkness, and they don't like the darkness. They recognize it. They recognize the murder and the rape and all the different things that were going on and have continued to escalate. And they reject it. They don't want it. They want a Christian public. They want a healthy public. They want a good public. That's what they want in America. And they don't want this perversion. And they certainly don't want their children being tainted and perverted. And so, you know, But I am, yes, there's anger. Why wouldn't there be? There, I mean, the parents are angry, and they should be. If you wake
Absolutely.
Up, I mean, you know, when you find out what they're doing to your child, and that they're perverting their minds, if you're a parent and then that doesn't make you angry, then there's something terribly wrong. It should definitely make you angry and get you involved. We'll be back with more with Rick Manning. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs.
That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, we were talking about in the break, one of the things, is the idea that, you know, the average person that has a good view, generally a good view or perspective of people, a belief in the goodness of mankind, which interestingly, and I'll talk about this probably sometime today, maybe I can talk about it a little bit now, but see, the left has their religion, the progressives, the communists, the socialists. They believe that man is flawed and incapable of handling his own affairs. We believe that man is flawed. They believe that the fix is an elite group. They have a certain elite group that has all the answers that can take the other individuals and by putting them in control, by controlling their lives, can get them to do and make good choices. That's their concept. That's communism is as well. Yeah, you know, we're going to do, we're going to level it and everybody's going to get a piece of the pie. But the reality is no, but we're going to hang on to a larger piece of the pie. And the only way that we can make sure that everybody toes the line and that the bad character of man doesn't overwhelm is to have this elite group that controls. We believe that it is a transformation that you talked about, the transformation with Christ. In the break, we're talking about this. I want to go to the school thing for a second, because for many, many years, there were battles between the homeschool crowd and the public school crowd, and even the private school crowd. And the public school parents would say, well, you know what, we're supposed to be salt and light, so that's why I put my kids in the school system, so they can be salt and so they can have an impact on somebody's life in the public school. The problem is that the public school system is an indoctrination center, and you are sending your child wholly unprepared into a system that is designed to cut you and your beliefs off and take control of your kid.
Yes, that's right. And it's actually why the Build Back Better plan, the Biden Build Back Better plan, wants to extend public schooling to the age of two. And they want to have the teachers be all union, basically union teachers, certified union teachers. So it is it's because, you know, getting your kid at five isn't good enough. But let me put this into perspective from a Sunday school teacher perspective. And
thank you.
Sunday school teacher for like 20 years.
Perfect.
You know, I really love parents who bring their kids and diligently bring their kids and, you know, and we get them for an hour, right?
Yeah.
And part of it's goof off time, and you really get a grand total of about 30 minutes, right?
And a week.
And then we send them to the classroom. We put them on a bus. We send them away, and they're gone for 40 hours.
Yep.
Into the indoctrination system.
Yep.
And so if you're doing that, parents, grandparents, make certain your kids at home are sent, you know, if you're sending them on that school bus, you know, if you can't, for whatever reason, you can't homeschool, you can't afford to send them to private school. And by the way, if you send them to private school, make sure you really check out the private school. But it's a, you know, make certain that you start your kid with prayer. Make sure you start your kid with just a 5-minute Bible reading. Make certain your kid has gone off with, give them that kid a chance with the armor of God. And when they come back, talk about what the kids are oftentimes don't want to talk about what they learned, but spend time with your child, connecting with your child and being Christ into your kid and sharing the love of Christ with them through the Bible, through various stories in the Bible, and give them more than that 30 minutes. And if your kids are junior high school, get them into youth group. Okay. If your church is too small to have a youth group, find a youth group, which is biblically based, and get them into youth group. It is, once again, you get them for an hour and a half and they're going to junior high school and high school as youth leader for 15 years. And it's very, very hard, but from a practical perspective, those kids open up in the youth group if they have a youth leader who they've had for a while that they trust.
Mm-hmm.
They completely open up. They feel safe. They're able to open up, and it is a way that they really don't feel like they necessarily can at home. And it's just an opportunity to pour Christ into them. You have to be intentional to get your kid the opportunity to survive their childhood, because Satan is tearing at your child every single moment of every single day.
No doubt. No doubt. And we'll talk some more about this, but yeah, it's really important too. There was an article that I read over the weekend about an assignment where, you know, basically this happened last fall, but in Ohio, a mayor of a small town in Ohio went to the school board, had gone to a judge, looked at the assignment that had been handed out, and said to the school board, resign or get arrested. Those are your options, because your teachers are passing out something that is absolutely pornographic.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg. Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Hang on a minute. Let me see here. There we go. All right. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I have on the phone with me our pastor in India, live from India. We don't do a lot of this, and we probably need to consider doing a little bit more of it. We do get a lot of, I mean, he and I talk regularly all the time, as a matter of fact. I'm thrilled to have him join us on the program today, and I want to welcome Pastor Samuel from India. Pastor Samuel, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
So let's start with, you know, people are familiar that we do a lot of work in India, but they hear me talk about it, but they don't necessarily, obviously, they haven't heard you talk about it. So why don't you share with the audience what we have been doing over in India since you and I have connected?
Yes, sure. And first of all, I am so thankful to Pastor Gideon and Chosen Generation Radio program that have given me this opportunity to come on call to share about the ministry that we are doing together in India. And we are so thankful that God has elected us and connected us. And we are doing the ministry under the supervision of our very, very respected Pastor Craig Young. And he is overseer of the ministry here in India. And I would like to just let you know that what we have been doing together. And first of all, I want to share that we have been running a Bible school. In the Bible school, every year, 20 students are getting graduation and going in unreached area to share the gospel and establishing the churches. And like that, we have around more than 500 churches all over the Punjab. And we have been looking after, and Pastor Greg Young is also overseeing all the ministry, all the churches that we are running here in Punjab, India. And Pastor Greg Young has been supporting this Bible school regularly without fail. And we are so thankful to Pastor Greg Young Chosen Generation radio program. And as well as we have been running an orphanage, we have 10 children in our orphanage. And in the orphanage, that also being sponsored by Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Radio. And this is a great opportunity to work with Pastor Greg Young. As well as we have been putting the borewell in the remotest villages where people are having scarcity of waters. And with the prayer and with the support of Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Radio program, we have been putting many, many borewells. And people are being blessed. One borewell is costing us $400. And wherever we are putting one borewell, approximately more than 120 people are being benefited with the borewells. And they are being blessed. And this is how we have put many borewells in many villages. And as well as we have been doing outreach programs in many different villages, and where the Pastor Greg Young has been sharing his testimony and preaching from the Tarshwar, people are being healed, people are accepting Jesus Christ, new churches are being established, and so many people are blessed, and so many people are coming in Christ. And the church numbers is increasing, and new churches are being established. And with that, we have been distributing the groceries to the starving people of the villages. And thus far, we have distributed grocery in many, 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 many villages. And many people are blessed. And with that, I'd like to let you know that we have been supporting the pastors, those who are associated with us, those who are working under the supervision of Pastor Greg Young. And every month we are coming together, and 1,000 rupees is being held to each pastor as a small offering. And like that, last month we had a meeting with the pastors, and we helped more than 100 pastors, and where Pastor Greg shared from God's word and encouraged the pastors, and he got the testimony from the pastors what they have been doing. And as well as we have been running a
sewing centers.
Yeah. Thank you. Sewing I'm showing them some pictures right now of the sewing center. And folks, let me also just make sure that everyone understands. It's donations that come in to our ministry that allow us to be able to do this. So we need, and that's why I share it, the importance of your help and your assistance, because folks, your giving allows us to be able to hand out these groceries. It allows us to be able to do these things for these precious people, including the bore wells that we're able to do, and the bore wells, you know, we were able to do a well in India for only $400, and I have to tell you, that is huge. I just got estimates, just to give you an example of what it costs to put a bore well in Kenya. And I know down south, I just got an email in southern India. They wanted $25,000 for one well. For one well. I don't know what, you know, I don't know what their arrangements are down there. I don't know what the cost is. I'm just telling you, $25,000 for one well. We're putting wells in for $400. Now, I have to tell you this, because we have a wonderful man that donated the money for our last well. And I spoke with him this morning, and he said, hey, you know, I just wanted to see, you know, I'd love to see pictures of the well with the water coming out, which I, of course. The company that we hire, in many instances, Pastor Sammy, you were explaining to me, they can't get the machine that's in the truck. And the machine's attached to the back of the truck. It's a big machine, and it's got a drill on the end. But they, depending on where these are remote villages, and you can't always get the truck into a position or an angle where it can reach where the hole has to go in order for this to happen. So they literally have to hand drill 300 yards through the dirt in the ground in order to get to the water. That's over 900 feet deep that they have to go. Is that correct, Pastor Samuel?
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, you know, think about how much work and blood and sweat and what have you. Think about how much sweat goes into hand drilling 900 feet, a little over 900 feet into the ground. That's major. And that takes time. It's not something that it's not a machine that, you know, drills for 3 hours and gets there. This is twisting the crank, and this is then pulling up the dirt and then putting the bit back down and drilling some more and pulling up the dirt, and it's a lot of work.
Yes, a lot of.
So we're very excited that we have the opportunity to partner with Pastor Samuel. You've mentioned we're doing and here's a picture, but these are graduates of our sewing school that we just graduated, and you can see in front of them are the sewing machines, and we give them a sewing machine. This is the ceremony itself, and I spoke to them at the ceremony and prayed for them, and we prayed blessings on them and so on. And then, let me see, I think, let me go over here.
May he lift up his countenance upon you.
All right, so this is, here we go.
May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Affirmation.
in the name of Jesus Christ. You are here tonight so that we can begin the journey of training you and giving you skills in your hands.
All right, so there you go, folks. That is a picture of the graduation ceremony, and there's Pastor Samuel doing the translating. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com. Coming up with more right after this brief break.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Just to give you an idea, we do wells there in India. We have a number of those wells that we have put in. And we're at number 29, actually. Number 29 is the last one that we put in. And pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff that we've had the opportunity to be able to do. I mentioned to you in the last half hour, talking a little bit about what a real conservative looks like and what that is. And we need to begin by understanding again what it is that we're dealing with. We're dealing with a progressive, communist, socialist group that really does have its own religion. And there are some similarities. They believe, again, that man is flawed and incapable of handling his affairs. Therefore, they must be governed in order to protect them from themselves. They believe that certain individuals possess a greater ability than other members of society, and thus these are the ones who collectively will decide for everyone else how life should be lived. This leads to their efforts to put government in charge of every aspect of life. In order to do this, they must first eliminate all other competing forms of leadership and/or independence, because this kind of liberty and free thinking can only lead to the destruction of man due to his inability to manage himself in such an environment. That's their belief. The greatest threat to their perfect world is this antiquated idea of God. God is really just an excuse to act in ways the collective finds harmful or out of step with the rest of their worldview. For their system to work, for example, they must control the narrative on morality. Now they will say that they do not believe in morality being mandated from the state and accuse those on the right of being moral Nazis. Yet the first area that they attack is sex, and in particular children and their active involvement in sex. This is done to destroy their natural inhibitions so that later they can coerce them into more serious immoral behavior, and because their natural conscience has been damaged or destroyed, they're more easily able to manipulate children to achieve their goals. This is a moral issue and is a core moral issue, as we'll see when we present the other side. They also like to claim that the right has hate in their hearts. They attempt to prove this by parading perversion out in front, and when we share a value that makes common sense but opposes their perversion, they call it hate. In their world, tolerance is code for total and complete support. This slide to immorality then provides them cover for every illicit scheme they participate in. It is also the perfect place from which to launch their attacks against individual liberty and traditional values. The core mantra of the conservative movement has been reduced to less government overreach, smaller government and individual liberty versus big government and federal control. Conservatives believe in individual liberty and capitalism, free enterprise, and less regulations. The issues of sexual orientation, abortion, and in recent years, marriage are viewed as social issues. Conservatives say it's about the economy, taxes, and due to the border issues, a sense of national pride and security. Some might argue that 9/11 changed our attitudes about immigration. For border states, the issue of illegal immigration has been going on for almost 60 years, ever since the Democrats, at the urging of the unions, changed the way immigrant labor interacts with the agricultural market at the border. Another area of disinformation which is used today to suggest the conservatives are racist. The left points to its government programs and says, "See how compassionate we are?" What they do not tell you is they have a plan to control every aspect of your house. Children are told to spy on their parents and during the school hours are instructed on what is acceptable conversation in the home. Stipulations are made as to health requirements, injections, birth control, and mandatory classes. In the beginning of the article, I shared how there are similarities in the two ideologies as it relates to our perceptions of man. The left believes that man is unfit to govern himself and requires government to tell him what to do. The right says that man should be left to enjoy his liberty, but also recognizes his evil nature. Our founders understood that with great liberty would come great personal responsibility, and that's why Christianity was chosen. A couple other things to add in here. Our Christian heritage is attacked, and they accuse us of wanting a theocracy, right-wing extremism, religious zealots. They create anarchy and chaos to destroy the current system. But look around. The CCP has communism. Russia. Putin is an authoritarian communist. Iran is an Islamic republic, Sharia theocracy. North Korea is a dictator, and Germany is socialist. In fact, most of Europe has become socialist. The goal is to create a hole, so the people in desperation take the choice of those who created the hole to begin with. As America clings to its Christianity, the forces of darkness are fast approaching. Check and checkmate. What we must understand is they are attacking our system while at the same time replacing it with theirs. This is why I wrote the root of the true root of American conservatism, the article that you can find at my website and has been published in several locations, and it expands on and explains why we it expands on and explains why we must pursue biblical Christianity as the foundation, and why our founders did. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, our freedoms and our liberties have to come from something, from a place, or they have to have been put in us by someone. The founders understood that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness were inalienable because God had placed them inside of us. So many conservatives and very influential people that have these liberty-minded principles have a hard time with that faith barrier. And when you start talking faith, they shut that down. I would suggest to them this. The left has a principle, as I've laid out, predicated on the idea that they must govern and control because man can't handle the responsibility. we compromise with them consistently from the conservative side, because when it comes down to foundation, all we're saying is, well, we should all be able to make our own decisions and go our own ways and do our own things, except that in the structural confines of a society and a community, it doesn't work. It is imperative that we have some kind of page that we are all on, some kind of foundation. They have theirs. We need to get back to ours so that we have something to stand on so they can't steal.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.